bear with. Just finishing up here. Just finishing up. Hello, good morning to you. Happy hump day. You can get over it with Cold Case Crime Cuts. I was not paid anything to say that. Well, I was paid to do some of the voicing on the podcast. And I was paid to do the music, but it's written by John Holmes and somebody else. Sorry, somebody else. And it's very funny. It's a sort of parody of Serial, and it's out today. Go and check it out. Check it out. I'll put a link on my website. That was enthusiastically said. I don't know if that's gonna and you know, the caliber of today's show's going to be low. I'm not gonna lie to you, because for various reasons it's actually the second of these podcasts I'm making in one day. It's yesterday to you, today to me, and I already made today's today, so now I'm making tomorrow's today, which is today for you yesterday. I started working at 5:30 this morning, and it's now 11:33 p.m. So just clearing the decks for tomorrow, which will be spent screaming and going blind with fatigue. So, you know, but it is good to be here. I always enjoy this, and I hope you do too. Absolutely lost it. Drooling insensate. I've been voicing things for something like 9 hours today, along with other bits of work and homeschooling my child. So there is some business. We were talking about songs that go in your head when you don't want them to. And I was sort of saying I can't really call it an earworm thing because, you know, Sean Keaveney did that on Six Music. He had a thing about what's your earworm, and I did the original jingle for it, so it would be sort of insulting and you know, beneath me and you know, impolite to Sean Keaveney if I were to try and do exactly that on this podcast.
Let me put it in your ear hole, baby. Let me put it in your ear. 'Cause my man Sean Keaveney, he got something for you to hear. It's an earworm.
Wow. Well, I don't remember that jingle. But you don't either. Jane says, "Dear Jake and the Yapple Crumbles, your shout out for those songs we're not allowed to call earworms, even though that really is a very appropriate as well as commonly used term for them, and I'm sure Sean Keaveney wouldn't mind, let alone copyright anyway." Would he? Asks Jane. I don't know. No, I don't think he would at all. It was very timely. Just this week, one of my very regular wormish, eerie things reappeared, albeit for the first time in 2021. It's the only non-secular earworm I have, and I think it's fair to surmise that its hibernation was disturbed on Monday by 1. Attending a funeral, and 2. Your feature on Papa Yap's Bible Cookbook. Available in all good bookshops. Only joking, just Amazon. It's the hymn known properly as "He Who Would Valiant Be," but more easily remembered as the one in which every child who ever sang it in school assembly shouted, "To be a pilgrim," at the end of every verse. I don't know that bit. We sang "Yellow Bird" and I had to leave a little girl in Kingston Town. Anyway, I can only remember the lyrics of the first 2 lines of the hymn, and I quite like the tune, but the last line of every flaming verse has been going round and round in my head for more than 24 hours. I'm happy for anyone to be a pilgrim, so please can they just get on with it and leave me alone. Thank you very much, and much love to all. Jane. Thank you very much, Jane. That's a good ear. He who would valiant be. Yeah, you're right. That's a proper, like, in terms of the new earworm standards that we've imposed. I wonder what Joel's got. Dear Jake, been a while. Hope all is well. Well, thanks very much. It's okay. There's a lot of it. Congrats on the new vegan podcast, which I've subscribed to, but am unlikely to listen to, as there isn't enough time in the day. It's no reflection on the subject matter or my omnivorous diet, I promise. It looks a great project. Thanks very much, Joel. And, you know, we don't turn away omnivores. We are very omni-welcoming even though we're pretty fastidious in terms of what we eat. Now, one of the 23 Davids, says Joel, mentioned earworms, and I've had two for over 20 years that change into other songs halfway through. Frankly, it drives me mad. I don't know if the songs are in the same key or what. They've just been with me for decades. One is, oh, this is going to hurt you, A Little Bit More by Dr. Hook, in which, after he completes the chorus with, when you think I've, quote, loved, unquote, you all that I can, I'm going to, quote, love, unquote, you a little bit more. My mind flicks to, you know we belong together, the first line from the Home and Away theme tune, a programme I don't suppose I've watched since 1992. I'm going to love you a little bit more. It's almost like an inverted musical phrase, isn't it? And then, says Joel, oh man, you're heartless, there's Barwick Green, the jaunty maypole ditty used as the theme to The Archers. All your listeners know and could whistle the first 16 bars and may already be doing so, but after that, yes, it's Mike Oldfield's Christmas folk tune in Dulcie Jubilo. It is in my world anyway, says Joel. Okay, let me do this in my head. In my head. It's not in my head. Yeah. I mean, they always fade it out around then and start doing their breathy voice acting. There's the milk. Anyway, he says, I've looked them up. They're both in 6/8 time, so that might explain it. I love a bit of 6/8. Don't do enough 6/8. I'll do a 6/8 tune in the next week. Hold me to that, will you? It's in your world. One more thing. I do enjoy your Piers Morgan impression.
No, hold on. You're saying...
More of that, and I promise I'll listen to the vegan podcast. Oh, wow. All right, if I do a whole episode as Piers Morgan, would you listen to that episode of the Vegan Life podcast? Do subscribe now. We launch on Friday, and I really need lots of people to listen to it because algorithms. So, like, if you want to do one thing for me this week, and I don't know why you would, but if you did, you could just get, you know, you must have the app open if you're listening to this now. Just click on it, just search for Vegan Life magazine, and the podcast should come up, and just hit subscribe. You don't have to listen, just download the episodes. Make a big difference. Thanks. One more. Oh, sorry. That was that. That reminds me, says Joel, I must tell you about some more of my hellish meat stories from former 20 to 12 now. Hellish meat stories from former Soviet states I've lived in. That should boost your numbers. I'll be in touch. All best, Joel. Thanks very much. You know I want to hear your hellish meat stories. Here's the thing, and this probably makes me a psychopath. I don't know. If I can sort of abstract myself from, you know, the killing of animals and stuff, I find meat and, like, the whole culture of meat fascinating. Like, the things, like, you know, well, in this country we eat dogs but not pigs. Or, you know, in this country we eat pigs but not chickens. In this country, like, but not only that, just the whole kind of, like, What bits of an animal do you draw the line at? You know, and when you sort of make the point to people, you sort of say, well, you know, walls have ears and anuses and everything. You know, those sausages are... But yeah, people go, oh, yeah, lovely. Nom, 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 nom. But then you kind of literally showed someone a pig's vulva. Like, would you really eat that if it was sort of not minced up in a sausage? I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not making any friends today. It's a joke, mate. It's an absolute joke. Thank you for your earworms. What the hell? Let's just call them earworms. Let's just call this for what it is. It's derivative. All right. I'll probably start playing you some old Sean Keaveney sketches. Do you want an old Sean Keaveney sketch? Have an old Sean Keaveney sketch. I don't care. They were all right at the time.
And this one promises to be a close run race. Parcel van now in position. Driver, of course, wearing the de rigueur shorts and trainers. He's going to the side of the van and he's finding the relevant parcel. Just checking the address, and was that? Yes, look, the faintest twitch of an upstairs curtain there at number 47. Now, both men want this, but who will be fastest? Not shutting the van's side door. Now, that's now a legal move under the new European rules. Not allowed in American tournaments, mind you. Driver now checking for the pen behind his ear. And he's off now. Don't forget the parcel recipient is not allowed to move until the doorbell's been rung. Quick dash up the path. There's the doorbell. You can hear the clamour inside as the man there scrambles to get to the front door to retrieve his parcel. The driver's already whipped out the postcard, though. Reaches behind his ear and look at how fast he's ticking those boxes. Sorry you were out. Parcel number, date and time. It's a blur. And through the letterbox, the man inside fumbling with a mortise lock, but the driver is back down the path. Parcel back in the van. He's in the cabin as the door finally opens. He's away. He's away. And the man in the house faces a long drive to Croydon tomorrow night. Sue, back to you.
There you are. You can have a conversation amongst yourselves about whether or not I've lost my touch. It is late. I'll recommit to something. I'd like to renew my vows vis-a-vis this podcast. I'll have a lovely ceremony tomorrow. Only kidding. I'll have forgotten all about it. All of this is literally a semi-conscious blur. Thanks so much for your patience. You know, they can't all be winners, guys. It's a numbers game. I will see you tomorrow, I hope. Bye!
This has been a Swanburst Media production.